I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code CHAMPION200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code CHAMPION200 to win $200 in free bets if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
Afternoon. This is Anselm Anderson back again with another edition of Rockstar Classics via all available apps. I hope you have been enjoying the sunshine. So, for new listeners who may not be so familiar with the show as the original listeners, well, as my regular listeners, the show looks, well, plays the best in classic rock as well as the best in new music. And also looks at the stories, well, tries to look at the stories behind all the tracks. So I've got some new material from Wicked Smile and The Petal Falls to look forward to, as well as classic rock from ZZ Top and Dio. So I'm going to start things off with The Rolling Stones and Paint It Black.
Oh,
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code CHAMPION200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code CHAMPION200 to win $200 when you bet $10 on an MLB game and either team hits a home run. Sign up today and find out why nothing beats a win at the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code CHAMPION200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code CHAMPION200 to win $200 in free bets if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
That is the Rolling Stones with Painted Black. Their 1966 release, Aftermath. The song is inspired by depression, and the song came about when Bill Wyman decided to fool around on his organ and do a spoof of music played at Jewish weddings. The co-manager Eric Easton, who was an organist, joined in with Charlie Woods, and they improvised a double time drum pattern echoing the rhythm of some Middle Eastern dancers. This then created a more upbeat rhythm, which would work as a counterpoint to the more morbid lyrics. The Rolling Stones became the first UK number one to feature a sitar, which was played by the late Brian Jones. This was first introduced to pop music by the Beatles on their 1965 song Norwegian Wood, The Bird Has Flown. Other interesting facts about the song is that Jack Nitzsche played keyboards. He arranged records for Phil Spector and scored many movies, and he had an unfortunate moment in his career when he appeared on the TV show Cops after being arrested for waving a gun at a guy who stole his hat. Another interesting thing about the song is that the Rolling Stones didn't own the publishing rights to the song, so they wouldn't have made any money at all. It's because their former manager Alan Klein owed the rights due to a deal that the Stones agreed or signed with him in 1965, in which Alan Klein controlled all the money. So the Stones signed over the publisher rights to the songs that they wrote back up to 1969. So every time this was used in a commercial or TV show, Klein's estate owed the money. Well, gets paid. Alan Klein himself sadly passed away back in 2009. And another interesting fact that I'm going to leave with the song is that it features a comma after black, but that was not the original spelling, but that was only added by the record label Decca. I suppose they have a thing about grammar. So, unfortunately, of course, as many of you will know, is that the Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts, who played a key part in the composition of that song, sadly passed away this week at the age of 80. So I'm going to move on now with ZZ Top and Tush. Yeah. We'll be right back. was ZZ Top with the only single of their fourth studio album, Fandango, which came out in 1975. The song was named the 67th best hard rock song of all time by VH1. The song is a 12-bar blues, and the late bassist Dusty Hill claims that the song was written at a sound check in about 10 minutes. It was produced by Bill Ham, and recorded and mixed by Terry Manning. The title is a double entendre. It can mean it's a slang for buttocks and also a slang for luxurious or lavish. Billy Gibbons did explain in an interview that they were at a gig in Alabama when the riff itself just came about during an improvisation when they were just doing a bit of a sound check. And he said to Dusty Hill, the lighting director liked it, so they said to Dusty Hill, let's call it Tush, the title being inspired by a 1966 song by Texan singer Roy Head, which was called Tush Hog Down South. And his song, it meant he looks plush. So Billy Gibbons wanted to create a song that in which he was probably talking about the other thing, but other people was thinking he was talking about something else. So I'm going to move on now very swiftly with Airborne and Running Wild.
I got the wind and the bang. Stevie from Wicked Smile. I want you to do something for me. You're going to go up to your stereo. You're going to turn it up. I mean loud, really loud. This is our new single. It's called Last Goodbye.
One of two Australian bands. That was Wicked Smile with Last Goodbye off their upcoming album Wait for the Night, which is out on September the 24th. The album itself focuses on such issues as civil unrest, bullying and mental health. The band have had a positive response on the underground and rock and metal community, with a lot of comparisons being made to bands such as Judas Priest, Iron Maiden and Dio. The band are a five-piece fronted by Danny Cicatti, with Stevie Yanevsky and Dave Graham on guitars, Glenn Cav on bass and Jason Tyro on drums. The album was produced by Paul Lane and mastered by Bruno Ravel. And of course that was the guitarist Stevie Yanevsky introducing the track. And before that was Airborne with Runnin' Wild, which of course featured the late Motorhead singer Lemmy in the video driving a truck, if you remember. So I'm going to move on very swiftly with one of the bands I've just mentioned, Dio, and this is Evil Eyes. Was Dio with Evil Eyes off their 1983 album The Last in Line. So I'm going to move on now with the True Tracks featuring the singer Robin McCauley, best known for his appearances with Michael Schenker and the McCauley Schenker group during the 1980s. He's also known to be, well, he's also performed with Grand Prix, Survivor and Far Corporation. So this first song is going to be from his new band Black Swan, Big Disaster, and then it's going to be a track off his solo album, which is Standing on the Edge.
Full of it.
Was Robin McCauley with Standing on the Edge off the album of the same name, which came out in May this year via Frontiers Music. That was his first solo album since 1999's Business as Usual, and features the Uriah Heep keyboardist and former bandmate, should I say, Phil Lanzon. And before that was Black Swan, which with Big Disaster, which is off the band's debut album, Shake the World, which is somewhat of a supergroup because it features the former Dokken bassist Jeff Pilson, and it also features former winger guitarist Reb Beach, and again that came out via Frontiers Music. So I'm going to move on now with another new band that has featured on my Rambling Man's reviews previously. This is the Petal Fours, and this is the, I think this is the latest single, I Won't Be There.
Shadows in my
was The Petal Falls with I Won't Be There, the latest single to be taken off the upcoming album All These Years, which will be out on Friday, September the 3rd. The band were initially formed as a five-piece and led by lead singer Keith Lee, but following personnel changes and years of creative differences, the band soon split up, and now Keith Lee is back as part of a solo project. He has taken the opportunity to remaster the original songs onto four albums with the help of old friend and producer John King. If you want to purchase the album, you can do so via the band's website, which is https://thepetalfalls.com. You can also follow them via Twitter, which is @FallsPetal. Or alternatively, you can join them on their Facebook page, which is The Petal Falls, where you'll receive all information about that album and the single. So I'm going to move on very swiftly with another new single. This is Wanna Be Somebody, off the latest album from Jizzy Pills, Love Hate. Jizzy Pills, Love Hate, with Wanna Be Somebody, the second single to be taken from the upcoming new record, Hell CA, which will be available in February via Golden Robot Records. That track is about, or a story about a girl that seeks fame and fortune in the bright lights of Hollywood and ends up becoming a pole dancer in the Sunset Strip. Jizzy Pills, Love Hate, formed in 1990. With their debut album being released on Columbia Records it was called Blackout in the Red Room. It received much critical acclaim, and both Kerrang and Metal Hammer both voted it best record of the year. The original Love Hate released 5 records and toured with bands such as Skid Row, Dio, Ozzy Osbourne and AC/DC. Since then, Jizzy Pearl has been keeping himself very busy, and well, I think he's been showing a lot more love than hate, because he's been playing, recording and touring with artists such as Rats, LA Guns, and was recently the lead singer of Quiet Riot. And he's released 5 solo records, including 2018's Frontiers record, All You Need Is Soul. 2020 was the 30th anniversary of that particular album I mentioned, and to celebrate, Jizzy Pearl's Love Hate will be playing the entire album in full. So, like I said, less hate, more love there. So I'm going to move on very swiftly with some Mongolian folk rock. This is The Hue with Wolf Totem.
Thank you.
That was The Hue with Wolf Totem off their debut album, The Greg, which was released on September 13th, 2019 via Better Noise Music. The band have quite the story. They were formed in 2016 in Mongolia by the producer Dashka, along with the members Gala, Jaya, Temkin and Kush. The Who, they first gained the notoriety with their two videos, the one for Wolf Totem and also for You, which went viral, garnering the band over 100 million views on YouTube. They went on to be featured in international media. The band themselves, though, were named, well, the word is a Mongolian root word for human being, which they call Hunu rock, which is inspired by the Hunu, which is an ancient Mongolian empire known as the Huns in Western culture. Some of the band's lyrics include old Mongolian war cries and poetry. They combine rock music with traditional Mongolian instrumentation like the Moran Kor, which is a horsehead fiddle, the Tavshor, which is Mongolian guitar, and the Tumor Kua, which is the drill harp, with guttural throating, singing, and the bombastic bass and drums of rock. All four members have bachelor's or higher degrees in music and have spent several years touring throughout Asia and the Pacific Rim. The album's title is in fact the word used as the first diplomatic passport by the Mongol Empire during the time of Genghis Khan. So I'm going to move on very swiftly now with Lamb of God, which is quite the oxymoron, I suppose. Quite the juxtaposition with Memento Mori.
By the darkest river, beneath the leafless trees, I think I'm drowning. This stream is killing me. In the coldest winter, between the fading lights, I feel I'm falling into a frozen sky. The blackest heaven above the dying stars, I watch me breaking into a shard. But to the hardest hour, below the coolest sand, I know I'm waking from this wretched life.
What?
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code CHAMPION200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code CHAMPION200 to win $200 when you bet $10 on an MLB game and either team hits a home run. Sign up today and find out why nothing beats a win at the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
That was Lamb of God with Memento Mori, which was taken off last year's Lamb of God album. So I've come to the end of my show, so I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you once more for taking the time out of your busy lives to listen to the show. I have been Anselm Anderson, and this has been Rockstar Classics. And until next time, keep on rocking.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.